Karl Popper provides key missing pieces in the story of how the clearly evolutionary doctrine of love, the doctrine of Jesus and Paul, got turned into its opposite. The steps in this story matter, I think. We may never have them sufficient to satisfy us, but we can at least go a bit beneath the basic story told, that it became the state religion under Constantine, who lived from 274 to 337 and was Roman emperor from 306 to 337 AD, and explain some of the deeper substance, which reveals the continuity of both the mindset and strategies of class across its ages, and the centrality of Plato and his invention of totalitarianism as a system to that story. Quote from Karl Popper, "The conflict between the Platonic Aristotelian speculation and the spirit of the great generation of Pericles, of Socrates, and of Democritus can be traced throughout the ages. And my comment, this is the conflict between authority, Plato, and freedom, Socrates. Authority versus freedom being the terms Kropotkin uses. We use the term power rather than authority, or the Plato's tribesmen, the global statesmen. And the prophets arrive to stand against class, to remind us who we are, to give us hope, and represent for freedom, for truth, for love." Continuing with Karl Popper. "The conflict can be traced throughout the ages. This spirit was preserved more or less purely in the movement of the Cynics, who, like the early Christians, preached the brotherhood of man, which they connected with a monotheistic belief in the fatherhood of God. Alexander's empire, as well as that of Augustus, was influenced by these ideas, which had first taken shape in the imperialist, and my comment, by imperialist, and if you should venture into the book itself, The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, Volume 1, keep this in mind, because it confused me at first, because we've been conditioned to hear that word very differently. By imperialist, Popper means open, open to cross-fertilization between peoples. Continuing, the imperialist Athens of Pericles, and which had always been stimulated by the contact between West and East. It's very likely that these ideas, and perhaps the Cynic movement itself, influenced the rise of Christianity. In its beginning, Christianity, like the Cynic movement, was opposed to the highbrow Platonizing idealism and intellectualism of the scribes, the learned men. Quoting from the scripture, "Thou hast hid these things from the wise," and "thou hast hid these things," that he's talking about, as we know. This sounds like a quote from Paul, though he doesn't specify. He's talking about the infinite, the knowledge of the mystery. "Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto the babes," unquote. "I don't doubt," says Popper, "that it was in part a protest against what may be described as Jewish Platonism in the wider sense, the abstract worship of God and his word. And it was certainly a protest against Jewish tribalism, against its rigid and empty tribal taboos, and against its tribal exclusiveness, which expressed itself, for example, in the doctrine of the chosen people." He does comment, Popper does, on the internationalism of Paul in one of the notes. I.e., continuing, "in an interpretation of the deity as a tribal god, such an emphasis upon tribal laws and tribal unity appears to be characteristic not so much of a primitive tribal society as of a desperate attempt to restore and arrest the old forms of tribal life." And my comment, that's a really interesting corroborative analysis of Alice's examination of the psychology of fascists, totalitarians, the original of the now global endemic problem of rule by abandoned children.